cuts in spending are forcing reductions in state services. Alaska's Department of Natural Resources saw more than $500,000 slashed from its budget heading into this fiscal year, and some state parks are suffering because of it. Now, four sites near Valdez are set to join a growing list of Alaska parks under private management. Alaska Public Media's Graylin Brashear has more.
When the Department of Natural Resources found itself facing down big budget cuts last year, Alaska's state park system had to make some tough choices: spread the pain around or quit funding a couple specific areas. Officials chose the latter, and Sitka and Valdez area parks drew short straws. Parks there were put into passive management, which means outhouses were boarded up and staff laid off. DNR spokeswoman Claire LeClaire said it was unavoidable.
We couldn't absorb the level of cuts that we had in FY16 without reducing the level of services somewhere.
In Sitka, some of those services were restored when the National Park System stepped up to take over management of sites. But the solution for Valdez was to look for private outside management. Enter Levitation 49, a new nonprofit sports commission.
You can talk to people all over the state who kind of get misty-eyed and everything when you mention Valdez because it's just so beautiful.
That's Levitation 49 co-founder Lee Hart. She says the group is finalizing an agreement with the state to take over management of the Blueberry Lake campground, cabin sites, and recreation areas near the Prince William Sound port town. Hart says it fits with the group's mission to make Valdez a year-round outdoor recreation hub, and she says people there are enthusiastic about having a local group assume control.
Our community values these assets, and they are cheering for us to take them over and do the same or better job of maintaining them.
LeClaire says she can't confirm details of the arrangement yet, but she says the private management of public parks in Alaska is nothing new. Two dozen parks around the state are currently run by outside groups or for-profit companies.
We don't just write on a napkin, you know, here's your agreement. You know, we have conditions and stipulations. So far, they've worked very well.
One stipulation: private groups must keep fees comparable to other state-run parks. Hart says her group hopes its management in Valdez will serve as a model for keeping public lands open in a time of shrinking budgets.
This is a statewide issue. What's happening here is happening in some other communities, and it's probably in the foreseeable future not going to get that much better. So we have to look at this from a statewide perspective and figure out how much do the residents of this state value public lands? Are there mechanisms to better support them financially? And what are those, and how do we make it happen?
Levitation 49 has other public-private partnerships in the works. Hart says the group has a grant from the National Park Service to plan trails along the Richardson Highway and is a partner on the Trans-Alaska Trail Project. In Anchorage, I'm Graylin Brashear.